It's not often that books of poetry fly off the shelves, but that's exactly what's been happening in Denmark. Since last October, more than 100,000 copies have been sold there of one particular poetry volume. It's by a previously unknown 18-year-old poet named Yahya Hassan. Seems that one out of every 50 Danes just had to have it. Writer Peja Jurasic is in Copenhagen. He wrote about the young poet Yahya Hassan for the Los Angeles Review of Books.
Hassan was born in Lebanon. He's of Palestinian origin, but he grew up in Denmark under unhappy circumstances. His father was abusive. He dropped out of school, was in and out of various youth facilities, and got into petty crime. The poetry collection is pretty much about this life of his. He lays it very bare. In the course of doing so, he lays a lot of the responsibility for the problems of young men like himself at the feet of his parents' generation and the Muslim immigrant community at large.
What is so shocking about the book that's led to it being such a huge hit in Denmark?
I think it's a very unusual thing to hear, to challenge his parents' generation in such a direct way as he did, both in the poetry and in the interviews he's given to newspapers and television, drawing a sharp and extensive critique against religious hypocrisy and intolerance, against domestic abuse and misogyny, and the fraud against the Danish welfare system, all of which he details in his poetry.
Now, in his poetry, some of which you've translated into English, some verses, they're written in all capital letters, almost like he's shouting. You have anything there in front of you that you could read to us?
Yeah, I do. I think one of the best examples, one of my favorites at least, is a poem titled Outside the Door. And in a few lines, it manages to quite beautifully capture the feel of a Danish kindergarten at Christmas time, and also Hassan's alienation from these surroundings as an immigrant child. And then also to but surprisingly, point to the terror waiting for him at home. Now, that may be giving away too much, but here's the poem. I sat in the wardrobe with a Christmas donut in hand and learned to tie my shoelaces in silence. Decorated oranges with dianthus spice and red bands hang from the ceiling like perforated voodoo dolls. That's how I remember kindergarten. The others were looking forward to Santa Claus, but I was just as scared of him as I was of my father.
Wow. You know, on the one hand, it's just an angry young man, which isn't terribly shocking. But on the other hand, as you say, it's this incredible alienation that a whole generation of immigrants are feeling.
I think part of the appeal is also that he really provides a window into a part of society, Danish society, that is dark matter for most native Danes. I mean, immigrants of some origin to Denmark and their descendants constitute about 10% of the national population now, and 16% in Copenhagen. But they very much live as a parallel society apart. The reasons for this are many and various, but the fact of the matter is that I think Danes generally have very little understanding of what these communities are like.
One of the criticisms, I would imagine, is that Hassan's poetry is giving ammunition to those who belittle Islam in Denmark.
I think some of his sort of more controversial statements, especially those made in public, do give ammunition to the far-right anti-immigrant party. And I think that is the concern of a lot of Danes who otherwise support him and see him as a very promising young voice and an important voice in this debate, because he changes the national idea of what Danishness is. And that is, I think, a very difficult debate for Denmark at the moment and has been for a couple decades now.
In your article, you compare Yahya Hassan to the American rapper Eminem. Why is that?
He mixes low and high art. He is vulgar. He can be very cutting and effective in his irony and his critique of the world around him. One thing he lacks is a sort of humor at his own expense, but I think that will probably come with age. I mean, at 18, I was still learning how to blow my nose. I rather admire what he's been able to achieve.
Writer Peja Jurasic in Copenhagen, he wrote about the 18-year-old Danish-Palestinian poet Yahya Hassan for the Los Angeles Review of Books. Peja, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.